We're going to meet two of his leading ladies. In Citizen Kane's, Wells gave the role of Kane's first wife to a Hollywood newcomer, Ruth Warwick. You may know her from her current role in All My Children. She's joining us this morning here in New York. In A Touch of Evil, Wells played an American cop squaring off against a Mexican cop. The wife of the rival was played by none other than Janet Leigh, and she is joining us in our Los Angeles bureau this morning. Thank you both for joining us. I know it is a sad occasion because both of you were friends of this gentleman, so we appreciate it. Let me begin with you, Ms. Warwick. You played the role in Citizen Kane, your first role, and yet I know you've been quoted as saying it was still the best thing you ever did.
Yes. What do you do for an encore after you do a movie like Citizen Kane? I feel so honored that I was a part of it.
Why do you think you were chosen?
Well, I know why I was chosen. When he interviewed me for the role, he said that we're ready to go except for this one part. It's not a long role, but it's a key role, and she must be a lady. And there are no ladies in Hollywood. And of course, I laughed at him. And he said, no, I mean somebody who is a lady, not someone who can play a lady. And that was the quality that he wanted particularly, and I went out and tested for the role and got it. And then I understood why my mother and my grandmother said, Ruth, be a little lady every day of my life up until that time.
And you'll get a lot of roles after that. One of the ladies that I know in Los Angeles is with us, Janet Leigh, and you worked with him. What was he like to work with? Was he demanding? Was he just a consummate professional?
Oh, he was a very innovative, creative director, I felt. He loved to utilize any kind of dramatic image that he would come across. He would immediately use that in the next shot, whether it fit the scene or not, and he would make the scene fit this image that he saw in his mind.
You have worked with so many directors, famous directors, brilliant directors like Alfred Hitchcock. When you were working with Wells, did you know that something unusual was happening? Did you know that this was genius here?
Well, I knew there was genius before I had the opportunity and the pleasure of working with him, just from his previous work. His genius was obvious, and his ability to, as I said before, utilize what was there, his use of the camera, his concepts were new today, that they are probably considered normal, then obviously very new. And in his concept of story, I mean, in Touch of Evil, it was, I don't know whether it was the first, but it was really the beginning of like a bad cop, a cop gone bad.
What's the most important thing you learned from him?
To not be afraid to take advantage of something that happens, to grasp and use the immediacy, the unusual, not to be afraid to dream, to reach for intangibles.
Janet Leigh just said something important, not to be afraid to dream. Mm-hmm. Ms. Warwick, you had just said to me before we started this interview that Orson Welles was extremely attractive to women.
Oh,
women
yes.
Just dropped for him. What was it about this man?
Well, his mind was like a prism. One little drop and it broke into a thousand charismatic pieces. The thing I got from him most of all was how he loved actors and he loved the creative process. It was so joyous working with him. It was, as Janet said, everything was a new experience. But he celebrated the act of creativity. And there was no tension on the set ever. There was nothing ever negative. Everything was positive. His zest for life was so great. His love of life and his love of anybody who created was enormous.
But people don't feel as though they really know Orson Welles.
Well.
He had this brilliant start, and yet our image of him the last several years was as a man doing commercials on television.
But that was a very brave thing for him to do. He did not like the commercial end of the business at all, but he had to educate his daughter. He had to keep living, and he was very brave about it. He was very gallant about it. He had he kept his dignity, and any time he was in a room, everybody else disappeared.
Okay, thank you both very much for joining us this morning to remember a creative genius, Mr. Orson Welles.